First Mishnah starts Hakil Shechtin. Everybody can make a Shechita. And Ushchitosin Ksheva, if they make the Shechita is kosher. Chutz, excluding, Mecheresh Shechita V'Kotin. A Cheresh Shechita V'Kotin, their Shechita is no good, their Shechita is not Ksheva. A Cheresh, that's deaf and dumb. Shechita is a fool, and Kotin is under by mitzvah. Why? The Mishnah says the reason, Shema Yikalklu Ushchitosin. We're afraid that maybe they'll make a mistake, they won't do a good Shechita. That's the only reason why it's possible. Mashma, otherwise it would be good. But we're afraid they won't do a good job, they'll be Mekalkul. They'll be Shia, they'll wait in between, they'll make a Jerusalem. Therefore it's not kosher. Yeah, this Mishnah says only because the Shema Yikalklu Ushchitosin. Maybe they'll be Mekalkul. But therefore, V'chulen Sheshachtu V'achirim Reyunoison. Let's say somebody else is watching this Cheresh Shait of a Kotim when they make the Shechita, and somebody else, a Godel, is standing over them and watches them and makes this good Shechita, then Shechitos and Kshera. Then the Shechita is good. Yerashi says, what I call Shechita, Rashi says, Kol Hecha Detoni HaKoyol Kula Maisla, means B'Shemaita K'maisa D'Erchim. And the Gemara in Erchim brings all these cases down, M'forash and HaKoyol Esli Yemai. What does what I call mean? V'Akol Shechita Mathisim Pligbon, with Rachlegis Amaroyim, the Gemara Lamala Suya Tomei Bechulin, or Lamala Suya Kusi Aymuma. You'll see in the Gemara what Lashon HaKoyol means. What does it come to include? Yeah. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara says of HaKoyol Shechten, everybody can make a Shechita. So it's Mash Mawat Lechetchila, that even Lechetchila, whoever you are, you can make a Shechita even Lechetchila. And then it says, of Shechitos and Kshera, which is Mas Mediyevet, only Mediyevet if you did it already. So that's the Kash, which is Bitsumiya. The kosher ratio, the mashma, the who, the yisrabi, me'akol ha'chechilus rabbi. That there's a ribui ha'kol, meaning other people could also do it. And that's mashma, even le'chechilus, they could do it. And now it's mashma, no, that shchitos and ksheri, if they did a shchita, but the evidence is good. It's called a stira. So my answer is, oh, malay ravacha, bray the rob of the ravashi. Is it true what you're asking, v'chol ha'kol, le'chechilus, the chol, the kasher, kasher, altogether? Who says when it says the word HaKol, it has to mean L'chatchila? Maybe HaKol could also mean only B'diyevet if it's done. Well, it says Elam Yativ, so the first mission in Tumura that says HaKol Mamirin. Any person can make a Tumura if you have a Korban of Kodshim. You take another Bei Mechulu next when you say Zutach Azu. Anybody could do it. Echor HaNoshim, whether you're a man, Echor HaNoshim, whether ladies. So if it's your Korban, if you're the Baal HaKorban, you can make Tumura. You want to tell me Hochi Namid Lechatchilu? You want to tell me the other Mishnah means also Lechatchilu? You let him make Tumura, like we know it's not Veira. I have looked here. The Torah says Lo Yachlifenu for Lo Yomer Oisai Toy Bara Oy Rabbe Toy. Like it's a Lav HaTorah, not let him make Tumura. So you now let take another animal of Chulin and put it next to the behemoth Kotchim and say Zu Tachazu. So still the Mishnah says Loshanov Hakil Mamirim. Mash everybody, even a man, even a lady. Even though it's only B'diyevet, it's allowed to do it. So you see, it says Lashon of HaKol, even though it's only B'diyevet. Maybe the Al Mishnah also, when it says HaKol Shechtin, it's HaKol, and it means B'diyevet. Tzmura says no. Hosom over there in Tumura, Kiriktoni Taima. There the Mishnah says clearly the Tam. Yeah. The Rashi says, Hosom Kiriktoni Taima, the Oka, hello? Yeah. The Oka La HaKol Dereisha. It takes away the cold ratio, but the late tamer don't say lechatchilu. Aval hocher Rashi says shechtim betuchte koi. It stays in its place, and therefore about here it means lechatchilu. As tomorrow says, where it says hosme v'katoni taima loy she'odem rishol hamidia. The Mishnah says clearly not that a person is really allowed to make tumuras. It speaks out clearly there. Avad it talavatari. Not allowed to make tumura. Ella the Mishnah just means over there shemheimer mumar. That if somebody does it, whether you're an Ish or an Isha, if you're the Baal HaKorban, your Tumur is Chal, and therefore the Sefer Keres HaBoyim, you should know you get Malkus for it, you're over Lav. Yeah, Rashi says, Mishum Lav de lo Yomir. I think even though it's a Lav Shem by Maisa, but still that's one of the Chedushim, that you get Malkus for this Lav. Over there, it's clearly only B'diyevet, but it could be now Mishnah HaKil Shechtin, could mean L'chitchila still. Yeah, here it doesn't say like the beginning is B'diyev. It's Mash Makla Koyol means everybody. So that's the question, no. El if so, Akol Marichin. The Nerchin is also Mishnah Nerchin. It says, everybody is Marichin. So Rashi says also, Maricha means you could make an Erechim, you could be Mechad yourself to give the value of somebody to Hegdish. Rashi says also, over there in the forest, there is a Chiddish that a boy, a year before his Bar Mitzvah, when he's 12 years old, if he knows what he's talking about, that's Chal Neder. That's called Kotner De La Hafleis. The Shemim Magdishim is like a Chal Neder. That's the Chiddish over there. So it says, Hakol Marichah, Marichah means Teres Marichah Aleim. Shemama Erki Olai. Somebody says, my value should be upon me. I want to mechai myself to give that much money to Hegdish, or else the value of somebody else. So Neder is Chal. Even though that person's a Kotenu, still, if your mechav to give yourself the value of that cotton, you have to give how much he's worth, how much the Torah says. That's called the kol marich. Everybody can make erichin, and akol nerichin. Rashi says yesh them erich. Everybody has a value to himself, even if you're mukashin, you're not worth anything, but still you have the Torah gives you a value, and therefore if a person says he wants to give his own value, or somebody else says about a mukashin, he has to give that value. That's called v'nerchen also. Kol marichin v'nerchen. Noidrin v'nidrin. Everybody can make a neder. Rashi says noidrin means d'nei olai. The value, how much I'm worth in the shuk, in the marketplace, I want to give to Hegdish. Or d'nei plenya olai, or somebody else's value I'm giving. Yeah. And the other one explains what's chidu between, yeah. Forshtim da'adi d'boi l'misteya kol nidrin, t'anam ya'kol noidrin. Kol noidrin is pshita. Nidrin, Rashi says, kol odim ha'shav v'klum. Yesh le'damin, v'yamama d'mei olai, or yamal acher, d'mei plen olai, nois lefimashu nimcha b'shuk. That how much the person sold in the marketplace, that's how much his value is. If you make a neder to give that much money to Hegdish, you have to give it. So there's also mishnah erechim like this. Samor says, ha'chinam edir also l'chetchila. You want to tell me it means l'chetchila, you're allowed to make this neder, you're allowed to make this erechim to mechayv yourself to give this much money to Hegdish. I have looked at this passage that says, "V'chisechta lindor lo yir b'chachet." When a person stops to make a neder, he won't have a chet. So mashma you should not make nedarim. Then the passage says, "Toiva shaloi tidor mishetidu b'letishalim." Rather than making a neder, toiva shaloi tidor, you're better off not making a neder than somebody that makes a neder and mekayim is neder. So see clearly, it's l'chatchila you're not supposed to make nedarim. Rashi says, "Toyba shalay tidur liyomun eksiv es asher tidur shalim dafilu achi toyba shalay tidur." Yeah, because we're afraid maybe you'll make a neder and you won't pay, you won't do what you're supposed to. So you see, you're better off not making a neder. So it says, "Lashna kol marichin," even though you're not supposed to do it. For Tanya, we learn clearly that toyv mizeh. What's better than either making it and not paying, or making it and paying it? Better than both of them is Shein and Noida Kolikar. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. So you're better off not making a neder altogether. And Rabbi Yudis says, no, that Toiv Mizel Mizel Noideru Mishalim. And no, the best thing, Taki, if you do make a neder, and you're Mishalim. Rashi says, Dochi Mashim Toiv Ashalitidu Mishatidu Vetishalim, Ava Mishatidu Vetishalim Loi Shutayv Mikulam. You're better off not making a neder than making and not paying. But if you make it and you pay, that's good. But still we say, the more says, V'yafilu l'rabiud, even according to Yehuda, lo'y komer el'boim ha'reizu. Only if somebody says ha'reizu. Rashi says ha'reizu means only a ned, it's only a nedova. And therefore, the yemesa or nignavo, and a chayi bach yusay. So then we're not afraid, maybe you'll be pashe, you won't do it. In Am Rashi says, kiva the afrosho suli hodabay. If you have it here right now, the behemoth is here and you mafresh it right now, that's okay. That you can do l'chatchilam. We're not afraid you'll refrain from giving it because it's here right now. Abu the Gemara says, even according to Yudah,